From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he would discuss a proposed humanitarian pause for war-ravaged Yemen when he travels to Saudi Arabia. VOA's Pam Dawkins is traveling with Kerry, and she says the Secretary of State also announced $68 million in new U.S. aid to Yemen during a stop in the East African nation of Djibouti Wednesday. The State Department says the funds will support agencies providing food, water, and shelter, as well as other assistance to 16 million Yemenis in need. Saudi Arabia has conducted airstrikes against Houthi rebels trying to overthrow the Yemeni government. In Djibouti, Kerry met with the country's president and foreign minister and thanked them for their assistance to hundreds of Americans who sought refuge from the violence in Yemen. French air accident investigators say the co-pilot, who deliberately brought down a German Wings flight in the French Alps in March, killing 150 people, had tried a controlled descent on an earlier flight on the same day. Investigators announced Wednesday that Andreas Lubitz repeatedly put the plane into descent and then brought it back up during the flight from Dusseldorf to Barcelona. In a report, the investigators say the co-pilot was apparently alone in the cockpit, as he was when the German Wings flight made its fatal descent hours later. Meanwhile, German authorities say they've arrested four people who are suspected of founding a right-wing extremist group to attack mosques and housing for asylum seekers. Officials announced the arrest on Wednesday, saying they confiscated a stash of explosives during the raids. The four detainees are being held on terrorism charges. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities are trying to determine if there are any connection between the Islamic State and two gunmen who attacked a contest in Garland, Texas, where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Investigators have been looking into Twitter accounts linked to one of the men, as well as electronic devices used by both. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, saying two of the soldiers of the caliphate carried out the shooting in Garland outside Dallas, Texas. It says it's its first attack on U.S. soil and that the worst is yet to come. A court in Afghanistan sentenced four men to death Wednesday for the deadly mob beating of a 27-year-old woman in March. The men are part of a group of 49 people put on trial in connection with the assault. It includes 19 police officers accused of either failing to stop the attack or taking part themselves. False accusations that the victim, a woman named Farkunda, desecrated the Muslim holy book, the Quran, sparked the brutal attack in the central part of Afghanistan on March 19th. The European Union has expressed confidence that Greece and its creditors will take steps to keep the country solvent and in the eurozone. The EU's top officials held talks with the Greece finance minister in Brussels on Tuesday as Athens' May 11th deadline to make the $1 billion repayment to the International Monetary Fund approaches. However, the German finance minister said he was skeptical that the issue would be resolved in time. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
It is in the interest of the global economy for the European currency union to remain intact. We continue to have confidence in the good faith efforts of those on all sides, whether it's the ECB or the individual European countries or Greece, to try to resolve this in a way that doesn't add additional and unnecessary drama to the international economy.
And now to Burundi, where the Constitutional Court there has ruled that President Pierre Nkurunziza is allowed to run for a third term in next month's election. The court's deputy president has rejected the ruling and fled to neighboring Rwanda. Jeff Rathke is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
The United States has consistently maintained that the only way to respect both the terms of the Burundian Constitution and the Arusha Agreement is for President Nkurunziza not to seek a third term. And the Arusha Agreement continues to be an important foundation to maintaining the still fragile stability in Burundi.
A court in India has sentenced popular Bollywood movie star Salman Khan to 5 years in prison for a culpable homicide in a 2002 hit-and-run case. A judge in Mumbai handed down the sentence after convicting Khan on Wednesday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.